Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
I brought my agent to my show in the main room.
Oh yeah, how'd it go?
I bombed my dick off. Farting in regular yoga class, fine. Farting in hot yoga is...
First of all, just want to touch on that. Not fine to fart in regular yoga class. Do you know how many shows I've done with people I didn't want to fucking see? I don't. A million?
All of my bridesmaids are wearing potato sacks. I don't give a fuck.
I wish I was worse when I drank so I'd stop.
Boy, the dicks I've sucked for literally nothing.
Ah, here we go again.
Welcome to Slab!
Oh yeah.
Welcome back to Slobs, everybody!
Yay! We're here, we're back. We have allegedly survived our road trip because we're recording this before we finish it.
Not here for long, though. Jessica, Michelle, and I are going to Montana. We're going to be in Bozeman on September 30th and Great Falls on October 1st.
Yeah, so that's later this week. So come see us if you're out in the Big Sky State. You come... Get inside out of the sky and see us.
That's right. And then I am going to be in Greenville, South Carolina, September 24th and 25th, I believe. And then, wait. Yeah, no, that's right. But that's in the past now. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It's fake.
Hope
I'm like, what am I looking at?
The shows were great. You should have been there last night.
Hope you were there.
The night
you should have been there.
I'm going to be in San Francisco Punchlines September 28th.
Yes.
To the 2nd. Then I'm going to be in Atlanta at... Punchline is Atlanta, 6th to 8th. Then I'm going to be, where am I in October? There's West Palm Beach, Florida.
That's where it
at
is.
At the Improv, 13th to the 15th. Then I'm back in LA for 2 weeks. Oh, fuck. I cannot wait to be back.
Are you so excited to get off the road? Like
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like fucking jizzed up to be home with my fucking dog who's alive and well.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to fucking do the store. I fucking also miss doing the goddamn store.
I love the store. I'm also October 20th to 23rd. I will be in Dallas. So come see me at TK's Comedy Club. And then I'm going to be in Nashville, not for shows, but I'm going to be there for Wynonna Judge show. And
I'll be headlining Chicago's Zanies that week.
Yeah.
October 24th, 22nd through 24th, something like that.
Man, and then my stuff like comes to a pretty big slow for a while, and I'm so excited to just be around and chill and spend time. Like,
you got that chick moving in with you. You don't.
Oh, wait.
I don't have a chick
what?
Moving in with me. I have someone who's gonna stay in the guest room for a couple months.
But I didn't not, know like, this. Who the hell is this?
She's the girl that you sent to me.
Oh.
That was gonna.
I don't know this.
That was gonna like do the room and.
Okay.
And I hope my landlord doesn't listen to this podcast.
Fuck.
If they do, suck my ass. That's insane what they would.
Anyways.
It's a friend who's going to be staying over.
Yeah, it is. It's just another comedian.
Yeah,
who's going to be staying there for a little while she works on something in town.
How crazy would it be for the landlord to listen to your podcast?
I would be like, that's disgusting.
That's
and
so creepy.
Absolutely not. That's fucking creepy.
Right,
that's creepy
right.
As hell. And also give me a discount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I entertain you every week.
Yeah, literally.
So fuck off. And also weird because he's just like a 45-year-old dude. So
no, that'd be strange like if you did that. Like,
my podcast? Are you sure it's my podcast?
He's 40.
I had somebody.
Do you think he would listen?
Forgot
to this?
No, he would never listen to this. Yeah. I certainly hope not.
I had somebody come out last weekend for Slobs.
I love
somebody
that.
Recently came out.
I love
specifically
that.
For Slobs. Oh, and Wise Guys.
Oh,
big Slobs fan.
Oh man,
her and her boyfriend. They're like, we put you guys on the car. We love listening to it. I was like, there we go. And I told them we have merch coming out and they're going to buy it.
I love
totally
it.
Totally merch now, yes.
And we do have merch right now. If you didn't hear in the last episode, go to @slobspod on Instagram. The link is in our bio. And yeah, keep coming out to shows, guys. We love meeting you. It's so fucking cool. And we just want to keep growing and getting to know you. And there's more stuff coming.
And doing some live pods. I mean, we have a live pod coming not till March.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We're going to be in Houston.
Oh, yeah, the Riot Festival.
The Riot Festival. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
we
yeah.
should do another live one before then.
We definitely should.
Should we do one on Halloween and dress up like the Hocus Pocus witches?
Yeah.
Is it because I look exactly like that one witch?
Oh my
you
God.
Fucking bastards.
No,
yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Oh, yeah.
No,
right.
It isn't. I want to be Kathy Ladman.
I'm Kathy Najimy is her name, motherfucker.
What I don't know what her name is. Kathy Ladman's just a comedian that's on Facebook.
I look identical to this woman, and that's why you said it, and I'm...
No, it's not.
You're trying not to die laughing, you bitch.
There's a brand new Hocus Pocus dropping this week, and it feels like they've paid me to advertise this because I'm saying it so much. We're going to watch it in the hotel room on the road. On September 30th.
How have I not booked that role then? That is upset.
Well, it's the same people. That's why.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Well, doesn't she have like...
Fire your whole team. Fuck this.
I'm going to. I'm very upset
that you didn't even get to read as her cousin.
Yeah,
or
what the hell?
I wanted to go out as the book. Remember the book? And there's just a flying...
Is it like an eyeball on the book?
It'd be so cute if you were the book. If we did a live recording and you were the book.
I want to keep... Like, why isn't she the third witch?
Yeah, why would she put the book?
That is
very hard to make that a costume.
That would be
like a cat. We're just all like off characters from Hocus Pocus, supporting actors.
I'm just a bowl of candy.
I'm Thora Birch. I'm a little girl.
Oh my God.
What are we going to be for Halloween? Should we do something fun? Or do
I don't
you do
know.
Like
so I land...
a Thrupple's costume? Dave and I want to be Rick and Morty, but I can do the grandpa's voice and he can do the little boy's voice.
I think that's funny.
That's very funny.
I tried to get Andy
to do
that.
What are you doing? You're being a real pain in the ass. And Dave can do the little, he's like, whoa. He can do the little boy's voice. I think we should be Rick and Morty.
I think you should. I fly in that. Not Halloween, but the Saturday night before Halloween, which is when I feel like things are going on. That's when I fly back. So I get in that night. So I feel like I have to...
You should dress up on the plane.
Oh my God. I would.
That's a insane nightmare. Are you crazy? Going through customs with clown shoes on is psychotic.
Going
through
TSA.
The TSA?
Dress you, up you, on
full
the clown?
Check. I don't have to take these off.
Just walk.
Hey, I have pre-check.
Hey, I have pre-check. I'm keeping it on the nose, too. Damn it.
Just walk backwards.
Does the horn have to go in? It's actually plastic.
Yeah. Empty your pockets. Oh, boy. And this is your day. A whole bunch of shit. Three rubber chickens. Okay. This.
You can't carry on a unicycle, ma'am. It fits in the overhead. I don't know what to tell you. I've been doing this for years.
God.
I mean, if there's something going on, I'm down to, like, get in and change and go.
Well, it's mid-September. You know, we'll figure it out.
Time. I think I just got hired to be... Satan / roaster at this Halloween party where I just rip everybody in half as Satan. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good night.
This is going to be amazing.
Look at this piece of shit. Oh, yeah, it's going off. I'm like, yeah. I think I have to do it.
What a rad gig.
I know, it's kind of fun.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Get me on the guest.
You can be my little side. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just be like a side demon.
Yeah.
I'm just here for ambiance. I'll just sit there quietly the whole time.
But you still have your clown outfit underneath. I'm like, okay, we get it. You really want to be a clown this year.
I think it's...
Somebody better put out the fire.
I think the idea is so funny of someone like somberly listening to the fucking pre-flight announcements while dressed up as like a witch.
Sorry, ma'am, can you take your hat off for landing? It's blocking the aisle. Yeah. I can't. I'm in character. If I came out and my pilot was in a full costume, I would lose my fucking mind.
Your pilot is always in a costume.
But if he came out as like something wacky...
What if he came out dressed as a...
He came out as Clifford the Big
puppy,
Red Dog, right?
On his nose and the little
I would sob from laughing. What if he was dressed as a slutty pilot?
That's saying. So it's, Halloween is so funny.
I know, and it is kind of like... I mean,
to
there's
watch
a part
couples
of me like,
have like actual drunk arguments, one of them is like dressed up as
a cow.
The other one's a sandwich. It's just too funny.
Well, that's amazing. I love couples costumes. I'm like, I'm not even around to try to be like, maybe we should dress up together.
Oh my God, you totally can. You can dress up on actual Halloween.
That's true.
Yeah.
What's going on? That's like a Monday?
I don't know. How do you know this shit off the top of your head?
Because it's Halloween. How do you not know this shit? Hello? I've been preparing for this all year.
For years. I have the funniest Halloween story.
I want to hear it.
No.
I want to hear it.
So this is years ago. I was too old to be trick-or-treating. I think I was in college. I was 19.
In college? I thought you were going to say you were like 14.
No. I dressed up as a sexy punk bunny. I had this pink Ramones t-shirt and I had like my fucking dog collar and I had bunny ears. And the guy I was dating at the time dressed up like Ronald McDonald. And he most certainly was older than me. He was probably like 22 at the time, 23. We go to this party and it's cool kids. I was friends with a lot of skateboarders in high school, and Ronald comes in, full Ronald, okay? we got, small guy, dude. We got the wig, we got the full face paint.
Oh, and
Ronald
he's little?
McDonald, full outfit, clown red shoes. Immediately, we get warned there's a manhole at the side of the house.
They were
They were taking.
Oh no!
They were taking out these stairs to the basement. Everyone was warned.
Why am I drinking water when you're telling this
story? I'm mortified halfway through. Ronald's embarrassing me. Halfway through.
Shocked.
Someone comes in and goes, Ronald's down! And I'm like, oh, fuck me. I come out, Ronald's face first in the hole. And he can't get out. He's got the clown shoes on.
In the air?
Like,
no, you saw the
He can't get
air.
Out. So we come out, those three guys are helping Ronald out.
We're not strong enough. Get Grimace.
Get the Hamburglar.
He's
we need that cake.
Everyone while people are trying to help Ronald.
It was so embarrassing. Oh they finally get him out. I'm mortified now. I gotta end it with Ronald.
I mean, it's so, bad enough that someone fell in a manhole.
A manhole. And it was like, oh no, he's all scuffed up. So now the Ronald costume's all torn apart and it's not good.
Everybody remembers. Just paint everywhere.
No, here's a problem. Is the paint was intact. So here's the issue. So I take him to the bus stop and I go, hey, I don't think this is working out. But here's a problem. When you break up with a man dressed as Ronald McDonald.
At a bus stop.
They have
Time
a
out. You
smile.
Didn't even take him fucking home? You
no, took I took him to the bus stop because I wanted to go back to the party. He had a full Ronald smile on his face. So I'm like, hey, I don't think this is working out. We have to break up.
Upset
right now, but this is the end of it. And it was him like being like, I am upset. I'm like, it doesn't look it because he's got this full fucking smile.
You seem like you're fine with
it. You seem like you're having a good time, Ronald. And then I just left and I remember looking back and seeing him just like head down Ronald.
Is that the last time you saw this man?
No, we went to school together. So
he just got on that bus and rode it out.
You had to see him on Monday? you saw him after that?
Oh, yeah.
In Composition 101.
Do you know what he's up to now? Does he fucking kill people now?
No.
That's an origin story.
Yeah,
no, he moved to Korea.
That's like the opening of The Joker.
He was so shamed by that experience, he had to flee the country.
The only thing that could have been worse is if they beat him up with his own shoes.
Yeah.
You took him to the
bus
stop.
I think they felt so bad.
The bus stop and broke up with him after he fell headfirst.
He had to ride a bus home sad dressed as Ronald McDonald after falling in a manhole.
Do you know how far away he lived? Was it a far bus ride?
It was a far bus ride.
Did he have a transfer?
No, he had a transfer. I think he had to take the bus to the subway to another bus.
Oh my God. Just begging to be beaten up.
Oh, yeah. Already like torn and bleeding. Yeah,
Did he ride there with you or did you guys take public transit?
We rode there. We went to my parents' house and we had like, we trick-or-treated in my parents' area and then we went to this party that was in East Side of Toronto.
You fucking took this poor man trick-or-treating.
Across town.
Look.
And then escorted him to the
bus stop.
Look, I took him to the bus stop. I knew where I knew which bus he had to take to get up to Coxwell Station and I got him there.
Hey, just take this three stops. It's like, you're gonna be.
I'm
okay.
Breaking up with you. I can't.
That's
tell.
Pretty.
It's
bad.
Pretty funny,
I though. Hope
it's
he pretty, had a meet cute.
It was so bad that you wouldn't even date him for the rest of the night.
I couldn't. I
like
he
this
to
ends at this moment.
Just
was he fell
like,
in a manhole.
Was
seeing
he like
that Wayne in the
out?
Hole. No. I think he just wasn't paying attention in the shoes. I guess he just caught a lip and just.
Do you think
yeah,
like,
yeah, he would save
like,
the cheeseburger. And then he. Oh, it was a long. Oh, it was a long.
Clown,
and then somehow
like
he turned and went face down.
Yeah,
that's where I got it from. Ronald falling into the manhole.
I mean,
it was a lot.
What a sad day.
It was a lot. Yeah, very funny though.
I mean,
he still remembers that in his body.
Oh,
like, there's no way that
he can't
he
drive past a McDonald's. Yeah.
There's no way that he wouldn't.
That's
physically
why he moved to Korea. He's like McDonald's is everywhere. I'm sorry.
Physically react to that.
He reacts to that. It's insane. Anyways, that was my my Halloween tale.
I mean,
that's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know if I thought I had a good Halloween tale. I don't think I do. Well, you guys ever have fun costumes? I mean, I dressed up like a. This is also coming out a month.
Yeah, well, this is coming out so far ahead of Halloween right now.
In college, I dressed up as I don't know if I called it a one night stand or the morning after, but it was just a lazy costume to like be a piece of shit and wear like a man's button up shirt and underwear. And I was like,
that's good.
It was like some kind of
slutty. It's nice.
But it's just fun. Getting ahead of the inevitability of what I'm going to look like the next day anyway. So, but that's about as creative as I ever got. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I
can spend the whole podcast on my costumes. It's too many. I have a man every year. They're all very, very good.
No, I mean,
very, very good.
I did a really good David Bowie, but it's always been like, I'm a this. It's not, I feel like you
have you
do
done,
characters.
Have you done Weird Al before?
Oh, yeah. And it was the most Ed on costume I've ever been in. People, my friends couldn't talk to me. It was a comedy party out here. I curled every single hair individually. I think someone tagged him in because it was so dead on. I was on mushrooms. I caught my own reflection. I went, I have to go home now. Like, I had three of my guy friends that they're like, honestly, told them, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you tonight. Like, you are Weird Al. And I was like, it was creepy. It was
How
really
long
fucked
did that
up.
Hair pictures?
So long. Oh, I got photos. Oh, yeah, I got photos.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was.
You
it
curled
was,
every single oh, individual
I,
hair.
It was like his exact hair, and of course, I had the glasses and just like
the little mustache, you
know, simple mustache, not hard, not hard.
What
crazy
else have
socks.
You done?
I was Coach Steve from Big Mouth.
From Big
Mouth, so dead on, dead on. Dead
that
on.
Was upsetting people, wasn't it?
It really upsetting people because it was too much. I was Alice Cooper one year, and I was asked to leave the woman's bathroom in Toronto because I looked so much like a man. Like, sorry, sir, you're in the wrong bathroom.
And you're like,
and I'm like, no, I'm supposed to be here. It was like full, like I had teased up the hair and the full black makeup
no,
down.
No, I'm a lady.
I was Darkwing Duck, which was like less mannish and more
just silly and fun.
More silly fun. What the fucking man have I been? Hulk Hogan, obviously. Last year I was Macho Man Randy Savage.
Man, these are good.
Dead on. I was two men last year. I was Macho Man. I was somebody else. Who was I?
I've wasted a lot of years just being a slutty whatever.
I wish I have because I've barely gotten laid on Halloween. The one time I did, I went back with the guy dressed as Coach Steve, and then when the mustache came off, he couldn't fuck me. I've talked about this before.
Now that the mustache is gone, I'm not into it.
I'm not into it anymore. I need to think of a good man this year. Who can I be?
What's his name? What's his name's character? You know Kenny Powers, the actor that plays Kenny?
But he's an actor on
Righteous Gemstones.
Okay.
It's a really good...
Okay, I'm going to have to watch that to get into character here.
I just feel like...
who's like a fun, otherwise I don't know,
I'm just going
man.
Like mullety is all the... Yeah, by yeah, the way, yeah. is the only thought I had behind that.
Have you done Groucho Marx?
No. That's
Should
good.
We all be the Marx brothers? I don't know what the rest of them look like. No one else does
Neither
either.
Do I.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get a mustache and a cigar, we're fine.
And that's that.
And we'll be like, we're the Marx brothers.
Mm-hmm. I just say it because you have that dark curly hair. And when I was a little kid, I just like... put on a dark curly wig and had like the glasses with the fake nose and mustache, and I went as a man. I think I wore like one of my dad's old
I'm a man.
That was what I said, and everyone at every house was like, are you Groucho Marx? And I didn't know who that was. I was like, no, I'm a man. And they're like, okay.
That's
One of my earliest memories of a costume, my mom dressed me up as the Phantom of the Opera when I was a kid, and all the teachers were loving it. I had no idea what it was. And I'm like, why would I have seen the Phantom of the Opera when I was fucking six?
They're like, oh, we love it.
Yeah, and I'm like, I had this mask. I remember I couldn't breathe because I had a big nose and it didn't really fit in the mask. So the whole day was like askew because my schnoz didn't fit. And there's the breathing holes in these masks are so tiny. So all day, I'm just
you just pass out at your desk doing like multiplication.
And it's all kids are all wearing like Care Bear costumes, and I'm like this big cape and this hat, just like this whole family. It was so stupid.
Man, costumes were such a big deal when you're a little kid. Like,
but now I dress up like one every day. I'm a fucking clown every day wearing a fucking mustache and a wig. So it's like, what do I...
So yeah, you get your fill. You know what I mean?
I get my fill.
I went as my American Girl doll one year, and I got to wear this like hair extension clip-in that like you clip on to your ponytail and then you have long hair.
What?
And I had always had a bowl cut. Like I had never had long hair. And so I just like,
I felt
beautiful. I can't see it. I can just feel it. And I can like see it on my shoulder, you know?
Oh yeah.
And I insisted on wearing that like everywhere. I would wear it to the grocery store and my sister was so embarrassed. And I remember thinking she was being such a bitch because she was like, don't let her fucking wear that. Like, it looks ridiculous.
And you're like, you're just jealous of how good it is.
Big hair tail. And I just thought I looked like I had long hair.
That's
so funny.
Oh man. When you, just cheap shit that you think looks good is the story of my life. I also like Halloween took
it
a big dip
for me. It made me feel good. And that's what's important.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that is what's important. Mm-hmm. Well, once my dad left, it became like thrift store Halloweens. So it was like, you know, I'd be like, I want to be this. And I think fifth grade was the first Halloween I remember without my dad, but could be wrong. But I wanted to be a Spanish flamenco dancer, which I don't even know what I thought that was. But I think I had seen like some community theater version of West Side Story where they had these like big, gorgeous, bright red dresses. And my mom's like, we'll make something at the thrift store. My mom, who, by the way, is not someone who makes stuff. She's not like a crafty mom. She found this god awful, like
she made rent that much.
Yeah.
By putting you in whatever fucking burlap sack she conjured up.
Maybe. I don't It was like a shirt made out of lace. I think it was like doilies glued together or something at a thrift store, and a skirt that matched, but it was like a really long to the knee skirt, and it was all white. I think it was a communion dress.
You're like, can you look up flamenco dancer, please?
Yeah, but I guess there wasn't Google back then.
There were libraries.
And she's like, we're going to dye it red.
Encyclopedias. Yeah. There were dictionaries.
I know.
With pictures.
It turned out pink. And then I just looked like a weird pink
blob.
Like doily. And I was like, I'm a flamenco dancer.
Like a child bride.
Yeah. And then I wanted to be Annie the next year. And she's like, we'll figure it out at the thrift store. So I just got a thrift store wig, which is disgusting.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it was just, it wasn't, it was spoiled. Like a big, long red
matted
wig.
Aww.
And just like a red shirt. And then for 3 years, all my bullies called me Carrot Top because of that wig.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I wore a Rapunzel wig once and a mean kid cut it. He just cut the hair while he sat behind me.
I used to have theme parties, not Halloween. I was a big party thrower.
Oh, college. I had so many theme parties.
I had the best one ever. I had was a Vegas theme party because I really wanted to go as, who are the guys with the tigers?
Barnum and Bailey.
Oh, no, Penn and Teller.
The Tigers. No.
Yeah, Barnum and Bailey.
No. The guy that got mauled by the Tigers.
Is there another guy, Tony,
yes,
or the guy with the Tigers?
Siegfried and Roy.
There's always two men.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to be, me and my friends dressed up very dead on Siegfried and Roy. And then everyone like had like a take on it. It was very fun.
Dude, I did
like
a circus theme
heroes
party
and villains
would be
one day. It was very fun. I've been trying to have an Arrested Development theme party for like 20 years now. I want to do it so fucking badly.
Please do it. I want to come as Tobias in the wheelchair when he's passing away from the hair.
No, I was Tobias when he's half blue, when he's, he can't get his back.
Everyone just comes as a Tobias. It's just a bunch of jean shorts, a bunch of nudes walking around.
Who would you be if you had to be Arrested Development theme party?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know.
I wouldn't mind being Job on a Segway the whole time.
The mom, I guess.
Or Lucille, yeah. Lucille just
the
constantly winking
iconic
with it, just spilling a fucking martini.
I don't have favorite children. She's like, I don't care for Job. Or whatever. She's just so, the cuts of her immediately. Yeah. That's the best show.
I just started rewatching it again. And I remember that I had a one-night stand with a guy who looked exactly like Buster, and I couldn't finish having sex with him because he looked exactly like Buster.
I was going to ask, are you sure it wasn't Buster? He's like a local.
He's an actor
in town.
It was a lot. I was like laughing into his eyes because I'm like, I can't.
Laughing into his eyes. Did he have the glasses on?
Oh, yeah. He looked identical. And then I was like, I can't. It was so much. He didn't act like him. He was tall. He was cute. Like, Buster's not ugly, but I'm like, I couldn't get Buster in my head. It's hard to come to Buster.
Yeah, I can't bust a Buster. I mean, that's...
Hello.
Hello.
Buster.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What a world. I want to do theme parties again. But it's also like, I don't really like party like I used to. It made
sense. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired now. This is it.
I did a party one year for my 20th birthday where I got shit-faced, but it was dress up like your favorite drink. So I dress up like a dirty Girl Scout. And there were people. It was just, you get like, people were like, I'm a blue Hawaii. My best friend Maddie made an ice luge for us to take shots on. And before he like carved out an ice luge. He like put, I don't know how he did it. It's wild, the creativity of this man. So me and one other friend who lived, it was at his apartment that he was roommates with our other best friend, Stacy. We were like, well, let's have a couple jello shots and then test the ice luge. And then all I remember is waking up in my house the next morning and going, oh, I must have tapped out early. And then proceeding to hear, I was like, where's my phone? It was gone. I blacked out so quickly, but was just running around this party being a menace. I threw my drink on someone. Like, there was an outside conversation, and I came. It wasn't even angry. I joined a conversation where men were telling stories, and I was like, I've got a really funny story. Do you guys want to hear a crazy story? And they looked at me, and then I just threw my drink on a guy, and I went, ah!
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, you can't get mad at her. It's her birthday. And I was like, it's my birthday. And then apparently, at some point, me and my friend Stacy laid on the ground in front of there. They had, like, a giant fan, because it just was Florida, and they had a giant, like, this type of fan that you would have in a gym for some reason. And we were laying there in front of the fan being like, we're flying! And then, because I woke up and my truck was at my house, so I was like, I must have driven myself home. But apparently what happened is my roommate, whose coworkers were these very nice, like, quiet, like, 20-something Asian guys who just came and they were invited, oh, we'll come, but they were just, you know, standing around, like, trying to meet people that couldn't be more polite. At some point, my roommate's like, it's time for you to leave. And these two guys, this is all anyone remembers from the story, is that these nice two Asian guys, because I couldn't even stand up, I was like so fucked up, were carrying me out. And my friend Maddie is in the now crowded, crazy kitchen, like doing Jello shots. And he stands up and sees me. And he's like, Jizz, because that's what he called me.
That's a good Jizz nickname.
He's like, yeah. Jizz, where are you going? And these nice guys were just helping me out. And I was like, I'm going home with these guys.
Oh, God.
And they let you?
And they...
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, what happened?
Oh, yeah, it's Florida. They're like, she'll be fine.
That's what fucking blows me away when I look back on my past, is I'm like,
what?
Why did everybody let me do that? Like, it wasn't anyone's job not to, but I'm like,
why did
my friends let, like, guys drag my drunk ass home with them?
Yeah.
Like, would you ever fucking let a guy leave a bar with your, like, half-conscious friend?
No.
But also, I was such a liability that I...
They were probably like, get the fuck out of here.
Probably didn't have that many people watching out for me.
I mean, one of my biggest regrets was...
Not say they were just
Toronto,
giving me a
like,
ride home and my roommate was coming along.
Right.
But yeah. Anyway.
Okay, well, that makes more sense. But yeah, one of my biggest regrets was this guy in Toronto like 5 years ago. I did a copious amount of cocaine and I was so fucking high and drunk and I didn't know what was going on. And I remember a comedian, Andrew Barr, shout out to Andrew Barr, who's a buddy of mine in Toronto, just like another drunk comedian who literally was like... Drunk, he's a nice guy. It was like the end of the night. He's like, hey, he saw me leaving with this guy. And he goes, hey, Steph, come here a second. And I'm like, he's like, come here. And I'm like, he's like, you're right. And I'm like, what? Yeah. He's like, are you okay? And he grabbed my arm. And I remember him like locking eyes. And I'm like, he's usually the one that's like hammered leaving the bar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. He goes, are you sure you're okay? And he asked me so many times. And I was like, I should have let that sink in and did not go home and fuck this cokehead.
This is
but I was
gross
like, yeah.
Dude.
I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. He goes, okay, I'm here if you need me. And I was like, all right, man, relax. And then never regret anything more in my entire life. Like,
yeah.
Should've listened to him.
I still remember my friend Damon having a moment with me like that where he was like, you don't have to do this. I was about to go home with a guy. And he was like, you don't have to do this. Like, don't do that.
Did you not, though?
Of course I did.
Yeah, no, it's like, that's probably why. Because we go like, why are you trying to just hold me back?
And it's like, no,
but
you
I
were right.
I felt it. It made it into my soul.
Yeah.
In that moment, I still did the thing, but it made it into my soul.
But
I still remember it.
Yeah, you're like, I would have felt bad about it in the morning,
and I
but
think
it
that's
felt
what
worse.
Your friend probably was
no.
too, is like trying to get through to like the inner
nice
Steph
yes.
who was hearing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they're like, for the future, remember this
moment.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm like, God damn it. Now, anytime it's I see, even if I see like somebody on the, like, I saw Flume in Red Rocks, and this like, girl was fucked walking this guy and I was like, you okay? And she's like, what? I'm like, are you okay? And he's like, she's fine. I'm like, that girl's not
you're like, I'm not
I'm
asking
like, I'm asking you. I'm like asking if she's okay. Like,
yeah, I'll say something now.
And I was like the creepiest old woman there. They're like, yeah, okay, grandma, she's fine. Like,
yeah, they're like, quit trying to take her home.
Yeah, creep.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wow, what a good ad.
Wow, we love whatever that was.
Love that one.
Buy that. Or use that.
Or don't buy
that.
Buy it.
What is it? We don't know. We'll never
we
know.
Should, yeah, we
I
should
can't
know.
Wait for us to know what our ads are.
Do you know what happened to me?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
God.
Oh, this is dark.
I bought a humiliating amount of toilet paper, like the biggest case that
like
they sell.
Costco cartoonish. Like
it was so much. And I had like groceries to carry in, so I left it in my trunk and I just took like two rolls and put them in with my bags and carried it up and forgot about it. And like a few days later was completely out of toilet paper and it was like 10 o'clock at night. I was like, fuck, I have to go get toilet paper from my car now. I walked downstairs and there is a circle of like 8 or 10 teenagers smoking weed in my parking lot. And I had to walk right past them. And as I'm walking past them, first of all, nothing to this day scares me more than a group of teenagers.
They're
and as I'm walking past them, I'm like, I can't grab my... I can't grab this amount of toilet paper.
as an individual woman.
They're gonna make fun of me so much. Even if they don't do it while I'm there, they're gonna laugh at me.
Do you guys need anything else to smoke out of?
No, you literally should have been like, I have a wet ass.
Hey, this is what happens if you smoke weed. Wait till you're 30.
They're gonna know that they're gonna be like, oh my God, she had to take a shit. She came down got the toilet paper and went back. Because they had been there for however long. I had been in my house. It's not like I took in a load of groceries and went down and got and like went back for it. I like came out of my home for it.
That's so funny.
And I was like sweating crossing the parking lot. I was like, what the fuck am I gonna do? I'm like, do I just like put a roll under my shirt?
No,
and like,
can you imagine that you trip and then the roll falls out? It's even worse.
Like hiding
one roll comes out.
No, you grab it constantly. Go, yeah, about to go TV my enemies. Yeah. You guys get it right?
Yeah.
Like, is that woman just going to toilet paper?
Yeah, that was one angle that I considered is just leaning in, just getting it, and just being like, you guys know how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
you guys
have
a shitty asshole.
No, I was like, please, God, like, let me have just like a bag in my trunk where I can just like take a couple more rolls. And I did. And I put two more rolls in it, and I went back into my house
two
just with a bag. Yeah.
So, have you carried the big
now
thing in
two rolls at a time?
Now I have. Yeah, that taught me my lesson. But
that's they're like, so have you guys noticed that lady who comes down and gets two rolls of toilet paper at a time?
She really likes walking with a shitty ass for a bit and saving
walking
it.
Walking past a group of like 10 high teenagers with fucking 72 rolls of toilet paper with my toilet paper for the year.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
I mean, that's a nightmare.
I was embarrassed to even
buy it in the store.
But it also
is
like...
that much? Was it on sale? What is this?
Because I don't like to have to do it very often.
I agree. I also ordered some from Tushy because they said that if you order their toilet paper, they'd pay for an anal bleaching. But the rule
is
like within a certain window of time, and I keep trying to get an appointment for an anal bleaching and I can't get someone and I'm going to run out of time. So now I just have this brown toilet paper, which I think is... it's brown toilet paper.
That's the dumbest idea I have ever heard, and I cannot believe that brown toilet paper made it past any sort of quality
control.
Because
they don't bleach it.
But yeah, okay. Then how do you know if there's shit on your ass? The whole
it's
point
not
of it.
Dark brown. I think I haven't opened it yet.
Shit. Yeah, my shit's varying color.
My shit's not.
Your shit's black. Well, what are you shitting?
No,
just
but it's
charcoal
not,
shit.
No, it's brown.
But it's
the
not
same
like cardboard
color.
Brown.
Sometimes it is, and sometimes when you're close but you're not done, the toilet paper is cardboard brown on white.
Yep.
I guess.
Hold
that's
on
when it's a little bit.
I want to reference our last episode where you said you don't look at your asshole. Yet you want to bleach it.
Other people see it.
Someone else might see
listen,
it.
Listen.
What if you don't know what if your asshole is the same color as your skin? You don't know. Why would you bleach it?
I have looked at
really
it
white
once.
Hole?
I have looked at it. Like,
well, maybe
it. I just,
she's aged. Maybe she's lightened up with the years.
Skin,
that's, oh, because that, that's what happens
also
to women.
With age, the skin can darken.
Does
I think it?
It
only darkens. And I don't think I would think about it if I wasn't really aware that there is someone who regularly is seeing
my
asshole.
Yeah, you don't
asshole.
Bleach your asshole for what it looks like to you.
Yeah, you do it because
well,
you care
I feel
about
like
someone
saying
else.
She doesn't know the situation.
Yes,
so she
and I think that's a ballsy thing to do. I'm like, also, like, I can't bleach my asshole. All of a sudden, I have this bleached asshole and the rest of my skin is olive and hair is crazy. It looked like somebody from Miami back there.
Yeah,
some bleached hole with black hairs, black bangs wisping across it.
Well,
we can't be doing that.
I did one spray tan, so I think I'm just going to keep spray tanning until my skin is the color of my
the
asshole.
The bleach is not a solution in the first place.
Also,
the
that seems a like a very invasive. Are you holding it?
I don't know because
like
I have
this.
To get a consultation, but I'm thinking like maybe
consultation.
What are we consulting about?
Yeah, what are you?
If I even really need it, they go, well, this is.
They're not
going to
tell
you
don't.
Yeah, they're
going to
bleach your asshole.
Product. Yeah, they're going to bleach your ass.
Look, it was free, and I thought maybe it would pep up my butthole. What I don't know what to tell you. I thought maybe
someone doesn't look at the asshole. There's a lot of pep.
I know that it doesn't look like the assholes I've seen in porn where it seems to be no difference in color between the rest of their body and their asshole.
But what about when your ass hair has roots?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I feel
that
would even make the stragglers look weirder.
They're
like,
bleaching the hole, not the hair.
If you miss it.
Well, the hair's there. They're going to move the hair out of the side.
You can take the hair off and bleach the skin.
They take the hair off.
And it says who?
Yeah, wait.
That's what it is. Isn't it?
I don't think so. I think they're just bleaching the skin.
I think they're bleaching
whatever's there. Yeah, but.
Whatever's there is getting lighter. It's bleach. Bleach doesn't know.
I'm looking at
bleach. Bleach isn't like, I'm sorry, I was paid to do the hair.
But I'm going to keep removing the hair, so I think that's going to be fine.
Steph's on it. We're learning. We're
also
learn today.
Turns out I've looked up anal bleeding a lot because it came up really quickly.
Right away. Yeah.
Man, I would take some anal bleeding over these black pebbles I've been laboring over for the last 2 weeks. I would kill for your diarrhea. I've been taking laxatives
so
like people take edibles where I'm like, well, that one didn't work. So I drank a Miralax on the way over here. Yeah, I hope I'm in for a while night because I have some work to do. I am so like bulged out and miserable. I can feel it.
I'm just saying that when you have to be hospitalized for dehydration, when the mother shit comes on, you have to post a selfie.
I'll put the water back in, baby. I'll drink it. I'll even
give
it
me
out.
That IV. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Just like the way the shit got out of me.
I'm not worried about dehydration.
I just like the way this looks.
You don't?
I don't know. There's no photos, but it just a laser can cause a slight pop.
The laser
or
is
a sting when it hits the skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mild numbing cream to reduce discomfort.
Yeah, it feels so hot that
burning,
it's cold.
Temporary.
It, you know, it's also worth me saying as a realization of myself that maybe you guys are right. Like the condition my asshole is currently in hasn't stopped the person I'm having sex with from being fine going near my asshole.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like,
this just seems like if you are saying you're barely shaving your ass and now you're bleaching the asshole. This seems like a big jump for me. I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around this right now.
Look, it's a thing that I thought I wanted when I was younger, and then they said they were doing it for free. So
they said
I was
it was
like,
free.
It was free. Okay. And I was like, well, that's
free. She's not getting it done.
Your
it's
asshole.
Free. She's
I'm not getting a loan.
Redeeming the coupon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
redeeming the offer.
Weird thing to get redeemed. It's a weird thing to be free. This is what I'm upset about. I don't like the idea that
I'd redeem it. Because also that's a tippable service. That's something where you got to tip.
Oh, if your
you're
anus
not
going
to be the person to
in
hand them the free ass bleach coupon and not.
No, and then you're holding your anus open. Like, there's. Do they also bleach the hemorrhoid? Does that come with it, or does that like they?
They, did they take go, that while
they,
we're
they
in
go,
there?
Sorry, now we have to charge you. That's extra.
Whoa! What's this? You didn't tell us you had extensions.
I feel like I didn't know. I haven't.
You tell me your butthole had a butthole. So there's two buttholes
there.
Here.
I don't know. It's just one of those things where I guess. I'm having a lot of realizations, but also having really good sex with someone and realizing you're like very attracted to someone. I have this like I want to like make sure I'm stay attractive, but I am.
Just shave your ass and move on with your life.
It was free.
Yeah, but that's an afternoon.
Also,
that's an
tushy.
Investment.
Also, tushy.
It's not
like,
free. It costs you your time.
And they want to stop bleaching. They were like, get rid of bleaching. It's like, yeah, go bleach your skin. There's still bleach. So there's still bleach involved in the whole situation.
I guess you're right. And I don't really know what the logic was. Look, I just saw free anal bleaching and I thought like, wow, finally a service that was out of reach for me for so long can be mine.
I've never thought about doing it and it weirds me out.
I think it's funny that not one of us knows what it is.
It's the skin. It's the skin.
But
remember Michael
like,
Jackson?
We also think it's the hair and not one of us knows.
No, I know it's not the hair. And it's remember that Michael Jackson used to be black?
I don't think you do know that it's not the hair. Do you think the hair on your ass is going to stay dark after they bleach your ass?
I don't think you have to go to someone who does like beautification and like plastic surgery type stuff for dyeing the hair on your asshole.
Why is it even attractive for your asshole to be lighter?
Because men have watched porn for years and porn stars do it, so they think assholes look like all the same color as everything else, and then when you bend over,
lips aren't the same color as your skin usually.
Look, maybe nobody cares about a bleached asshole.
No, I don't think. I think that's like that was something in the 80s.
I think that's
you're right, and also I think Bush is coming back, so maybe I don't need to bleach my butthole.
Bushes are back. I think that's an invented insecurity. I think it's just another thing where we're like, can we get women to buy this? Can we get women to buy this?
You're right. Also, what if they bleached it wrong and then it was. I don't know.
There's a risk. I mean, it's bleach on your anus.
What is have you guys had your ass eaten?
Yeah, but I
what is the
I
enjoying
didn't see the
how
point
good
then.
It is to the anxiety of my asshole that you guys
I didn't
through.
Enjoy it at all.
I liked it, but it was in the shower and then directly out of the shower. So we were both in the shower, we both were like cleaning each other.
Yeah,
like,
I
not
it.
Cleaning
each other cleaning like cats.
Yeah.
I don't
no,
like
we
it.
Both
leave
cleaned.
Me alone. Can't
no, no,
they
it was
just...
I just go
have
into the
some
like
things just be mine.
Are we going to mix and mingle the, you know, I'm like, "Oh no, is this going to become a UTI?" But it does feel really good when it happens. Anyway,
it's got to happen. To me it's straight out of the shower or
it's
ain't happening.
It's a good place for it. But like, yeah, of course, but it does make you think about your asshole more.
You like it?
I can't do it anymore because I have hemorrhoids. I thought I've made that painfully clear. I can't even sit on my ass.
No,
right,
I
now.
Liked it, but I don't not like it.
You guys don't have hemorrhoids? I'm really jealous.
No, I don't have hemorrhoids.
I have them from time to time.
Okay.
No one said I didn't have hemorrhoids.
Well,
sure.
There you go. I'm feeling left out here. Everyone I know has hemorrhoids.
From time to time, there'll be a little bit of discomfort, a little bit of red on the toilet paper. But
okay, there you go. Thank
you. Yeah.
We're adults.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like. I can't ask anymore. This is a 20s thing. This was a fresh 20s eating ass.
I had fucking hemorrhoids in my 20s.
Yeah, I don't have a hemorrhoid that
I
lives
mean, I didn't
there.
Have hemorrhoids. It's not like if you looked back
there's one, but from time to time
there'll be some inflammation, some irritation.
Yeah, we got some. Yeah, we can't be having the ass eating. Yeah. That's why I can't do anal anymore.
Oh, I've never done anal.
Hemorrhoids, by the way, are so not a big deal.
No, everyone has that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. That's why I openly talk about my fucking hemorrhoids. No, they're in too. I can't see them.
They're the internals. They're not right. to pop out.
Oh, they are in there, but the anal is off the table.
Is it just because that'll?
Oh, it hurts. I've tried with them in there. It is.
Anal sucks too.
Anal's bad. Anal's got to be the right angle.
I don't even think guys like anal as much as they just like knowing that they could get you
to
do
it. That it's like a taboo thing that they got to say. That's what I'm curious about because I've always been very much like, well, I'm saving that thing.
It's almost like the domination or the discomfort for you is the turn on.
Yeah.
Dave has no interest and I thank God for it every day.
Yeah, they're like,
it's a real big porn thing.
Yeah, it's like a bucket list. Like, I want to just say that I got
the porn of women having is unwatchable.
No, it's always painful looking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie, I watch a lot of DP.
That's the majority of what I watch is like multiple dicks.
I watch a lot of DP, so I don't know what I'm talking about. I watch DP, Moki.
But they make it look easy.
Moki loves that I watch DP.
Yay.
She's a little pig. She's like, oh, I also watch DP.
Do you know what I do?
Oh, she's in the mind.
I Google heterosexual.
She likes the website Blacked.
Softcore porn for women, and then I scroll through the Google images because I don't want to get a virus. And I don't want to see something fucked up.
Heterosexual softcore porn for women. What does that look like? Is it like a man holding a woman?
Yeah, but they're
like kissing her nipple.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh,
they're
no.
holding hands walking.
They're doing stuff, but they're naked.
I remember I have learned a lot of
you
different...
love Utah.
Man, yeah. Yeah. I've learned a lot of like the porn that different men I've dated have been into, you know, over the course of time. You know, like eventually that it becomes a conversation. I was never more weirded out than finding out someone watched kind of like softcore, almost lovemaking porn. And I was like, what? What is that?
Dave tried looking one up for me once and it was so boring that I got mad. I was like, they're not even having sex in this.
That's crazy.
They're like cuddling. She's holding his soft penis. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
That's so much worse than someone sending you a bad song suggestion.
I was like, I can't watch this soft penis.
Deb Giovanni has a really funny joke about how she just sometimes Googles kissing. I think that's such a funny thing to just, the image of just
that's
watching.
Really cute.
I'm watching nasty ass porn. I watch stuff that I know I wouldn't do.
Yeah, no, it's dirty, it's aggressive. It's like a fantasy type of.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is. Sometimes I'm just like, wow, that is the sheer athleticism of this woman.
Oh, the bending of the legs, the opening of the asshole. It's too much. Yeah. I hate when they really open the butthole. I'm like, I'm not a doctor. I'm inside the intestines.
Yeah, any
those
type
doctor
of show
cameras that go in there. I'm like, why do we need the gaping? Is too much.
Medical information. Gaping
is
more.
The gaping is sick people.
Yeah, who's going like,
sickos.
Oh, look at the circumference on that one. That's impressive.
You know who liked gaping? The guy who took me home that couldn't get hard after he was dressed like Coach Steve.
Yeah.
That guy was bluntly like, I watch, like, I'm really into gaping. I'm like, you're sick.
That's disgusting.
Liking just gaping is like, a sickness.
Every time I see that, I'm like, close up. Why isn't it closing?
No, he goes and watches like surgeries and just like, and it's like jerking off. Like you're inside organs at that point. You're in.
Ew.
Yeah.
God, does he still know where? Does he know where you live? You should change
this
your locks.
Man is bad.
That's wild.
Yeah. No.
No. Oh, I got a sex story. So, this happened the other day. I was fucking.
Look at you having a fuck.
But in the course of fucking, the person, it doesn't matter. He picks me up, and then he decides for some reason he. Which he later was like, I don't know. I was just like, let's do something different. And that's what happened. But he took me over to a chair that was in front of a window looking out of his apartment, this like big window. And he like turns me around and he's like fucking me from behind as I'm like perched up on the chair. But like, and then he's whatever, but not all the way down. I'm like doing this sort of like holding on thing, but looking out the window. But he was fucking me and it was good sex. And I was like, like near squirt level coming.
Were looking out the window.
Like a fucking gargoyle perched up looking down at the town.
But the view outside his window is he lives across the street from a movie studio. So he was just aggressively fucking me. And I was like on the verge of coming so hard, but there was a billboard right across the street for a movie called Paws of Fury, and it's just an animated dog movie. So I was just like, as I'm looking at like this cartoon dog holding a laser beam or something, and I was like, oh my God, I'm coming. And then I tried to look away, but the poster next to it was just all wow, like the women of wrestling that's going on now. And I just was like a wild, now I'm coming to buff women who I wish I could look like.
Oh my God.
It was just the most absurd thing ever.
Do you come just from penis penetration?
Not always and not usually. I'm having some of the best sex I've ever had. Yeah. I don't know what.
I think it's a combo.
What about you?
It's harder.
It's harder for a guy to make me come from penetration.
I will say Utah man has done something to me that's not normal. That's again why.
Huh.
Yeah. And by this point, I might not even be talking to Utah man anymore. But when I did fuck Utah man.
My sex drive is back.
Oh.
This is big.
This is huge.
Moki came over when you said that. Yeah.
I was so gaslit by the doctors, multiple doctors who are like, birth control shouldn't affect your sex drive. That doesn't affect that.
They mailed
off. It's like a switch turned off and got turned back on when I went off of it. I was off of it for less than a week. And I'm like, oh, this is what it's like to want sex. It's not just, I'm okay with it. I could do it. It's like,
I'm horny
like,
for it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it. I want it. Yeah.
It's,
wow.
I'm so relieved. Yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah, I remember it. This is what it was like.
I'm so happy for you. Yeah. I still maintain that that is, and I think I said this to you in a text message, but like, I think that's the majority of how birth control actually works. I think what the pills do is actually 50% effective, but then they make you not want to fuck, so they don't have to worry about
it. Yeah, literally.
Like, because I remember... because
I've been off it for years. I've been off it for like 5 years now.
Yeah, I remember going off of it
fucking
and being like...
you guys talk about sex the way that I used to feel about sex.
Yeah.
And it was so hard to be like...
is Dave like,
what do I do?
Pumped now?
Fuck yeah, he's pumped, dude.
He's getting pumped.
Thanks.
Yeah, hello.
I mean, we were having sex, but it was different. And he now is like, you are kissing me in a way that like you haven't kissed me in forever. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I feel like I'm back.
Yeah.
I feel so much better.
Oh my God, that's so
good. That
cute.
Is so good, yeah.
I feel so much better. I went and looked at rings.
I'm fucking so good, I looked at rings.
with my friend Rachel. And I told Dave, I'm like, we had lunch across the street from a jewelry shop. We went in, she has my ring size and took some notes if you're interested, if it comes up. And he was like, that's good information to have.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
Are we both going to be the MCs of the wedding?
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen.
Laura just has earplugs in the entire wedding. What was that? I can't.
Say I do. And then everyone's just yelling.
Oh my God. Somebody has to get married soon. I'm looking at both of you guys.
He hasn't done anything.
Yeah. Me.
Me. I put on a veil.
Yeah.
What?
You have it fully fitted.
Like a psychopath.
Like, you have
six
rings.
You
bought that at David's Bridal on the way over here.
Yeah.
Just, you never know.
You purchased that.
It's a gag. It's my Halloween costume.
It's from a thrift store.
It was $200.
No, man. I'm so excited for you to...
I'm excited for the drive to be back. The drive back is huge.
Oh my God.
This is massive.
I'm so relieved.
And the rings and the everything.
And I mean, how fun... I don't want to jinx anything. Like, how fun would that wedding be? It's going to be fun.
Oh, I know. I know.
Like, I know. I have it all planned out in my head.
I really do. We talked about it quite a bit today.
Yeah, oh, my God. Look, guys, you guys need to have these weddings so I can come. Maybe I'll bring Utah man. You never know.
You guys need to have these weddings. She's the one.
Well,
we were talking about
having a baby, and Dave was like, don't you want to be engaged first? And I was like, yeah. Like, I would like that. But there's time to do that, and there's not that much time, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you ask him what he wanted?
And I was like, yeah, I was like, why is that something that's important to you? Because I wanted to know, because maybe it's just, well, that's what people do, which to me, it's like, well, then let's look at that and see how important or how important that is.
Yeah.
And he said, because you deserve that. And I just like started crying. And I'm like,
God.
That's
so I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, I think I know what's going to happen.
I feel like there's something going to happen.
I'm feeling hopeful. I know what I want to happen, but I also don't want to drag my fucking boyfriend down the aisle or like make him have a baby he's not ready for, you know.
How old is he again?
40.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's a fully grown man.
Look at this.
40.
How old is your man? How much is the difference?
33.
How old are you?
Not saying he's my man. I mean, at this point.
Why are you being so fucking weird about it?
I'm 35. I just turned 35.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Yeah, so it's not like that big of a gap.
It's so much weirder to just call him your boyfriend. I mean, it's so much less weird to just call him your boyfriend than every time he gets brought up. Well, I'm not saying we're together. You're obviously together. You introduced him to me. You introduced him to Dave.
Yeah, I know.
I saw how he was around you. You're going to events together. You're not fucking other people. That would be insane. Yeah, he invited you to a wedding. You know that he told his friend. I guess I don't have to say all your personal stuff on our public podcast.
Sure. When I wasn't even comfortable with him being called my boyfriend, which we've already said. But like, here's the thing.
I'm comfortable with it. And that's what's important.
I have residual trauma of not even my own things. Is I have this fear. Everything you're saying is accurate, and as far as things that have happened and things that are like, you guys are clearly whatever. But I have multiple friends who've had like hookup situations with dudes, and they romanticize it in a way where they go like, later when it falls apart, they're like, oh, my ex, and oh, this my boy, like that they call them their boyfriend, and I go, this guy's clearly not. So I have this fear that I'm of like being delusional, even though
if it ended, it would be insane of him to act like you guys didn't date. And also, fuck with the other person's experiences. I totally know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about watching friends be crazy.
I totally know what you're talking about. You are so far from that. You're dating this guy. You guys are together.
It'd be like me saying I'm dating this guy and we've hung out twice.
Yeah, but you're together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get it. You also want to jinx it. You want to take it, you know.
Nothing is scarier, of course.
Yeah.
You're terrified. Of course. It's new.
Yeah, it's also, it's new. And
it's new. And everyone is always like, that's the best part. You're in the best part. But for people with abandonment trauma, that's the scariest part. That's the part where you realize like, oh, I have something that could be taken away.
I just gave myself something to lose. Good.
But no matter what happens, you'll be okay. You've been through worse.
Yeah, I guess so.
No matter what happens, you'll be okay.
You really have the pumpkin spice.
You can get through anything.
Pumpkin spice.
Yeah, for me, it was a really big thing. And like we've talked about this, when I was like, when I realized that like it was mutual with Dave, you know, and we had a relationship, then I was like, wait, he could die. Like a greater power could just take him away from me. If he doesn't abandon me, I could still get left. But no matter what happens, it will be okay.
Yeah. Well, I also think I have that, and maybe other people who have had like just shit go wrong can relate to this, but this sort of residual false idea that I need to get rid of when you have so many horrible things happen, I guess I'm having this because we're a really good fit. And I feel a way about this person that I have never felt about anyone before. And there's a part of me, it's like a skepticism of like, well, the universe doesn't just like spend years taking a giant steaming shit on you and go like, all right, here's a good one. Have fun. Like, it feels like it's like,
why not?
Is this a bit? Well, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, but there is another shoe, you know?
Why not? What do you know about the way the universe works?
Have
you been able to predict any of the other shit that's happened to you up until now?
I mean,
did you predict that you were going to drive across the country and rescue my dog like a psycho?
Oh, I know nothing.
No, I don't. Yeah. I think you're looking at that's an insane way to look at it. I think the fact that you said that you haven't felt this about somebody that's it. That's the key thing right there. That's all you should be thinking about.
You know, I mean, I literally thought when people said that
they
were
full
of shit.
That to me means nothing.
Is that because you've never not felt that way about someone?
No, it's because that to me is so scary that I'm like, well, that's a feeling. I feel like actions and the way that the person shows up are important. Like your feelings are important too. But I don't know. I should stop talking.
But I think that it just all connects. Like the reason she's feeling this is because the things he is doing
because
for her.
Because of the way he shows up.
Yeah,
that like if he did all that and I felt nothing, then
but
we
I
wouldn't
feel
be.
I feel like our sex chemicals, like oxytocin, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
I feel like that stuff is designed to ruin your memory of everything that has made you feel that way before. Because you've been in love before. And I feel that too. And I felt that with Dave. Although with Dave, like, I really have never felt this before. Yeah, so whatever.
Yeah, no, I have loved people and I've said that I've loved them before. But I am very cognizantly aware of the fact that in all of my, like, former relationships, where it's like, I love this person. It was sort of like I care about them. And this is a good fit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yeah, so I guess we're in love. And everything's, you know, they're not perfect. But, like, that's... So it's as good as it gets. That's probably what everyone else is doing, right?
Oh, yeah. Wow, really?
And you just go like, yeah, we are. It's like, it's the best. But you're really going like, we're all going. It's really great, right? And it's kind of like, it's fine. And like, it seems like a good match. And I literally, when the idea of people going like, I've never felt like this before, I was like, okay, that's like a thing you're saying, right?
Right.
Until I was like, I've never felt like this before.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had like a like deep emotional like, I don't even know what it is. And I don't want to.
Because I can, no, see, but I'm like, I can come from a place where I'm like, I haven't felt that.
Yeah.
So I think if I did feel that, I'd be like, oh my God, I haven't felt this.
Yeah, my therapist was like,
I have not, there's no way I haven't had that feeling. I would know.
Well, in my head, I was like, I always am like, oh, I've never felt like this before. It's never been this good before. But then I look back on my dating history and I'm like, yeah, but I've grown as a person and I have attracted better and better people.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So
yeah.
It is true.
I think there also was a certain point long ago where a lot of my like, this is amazing. It was like self-convincing of...
Yeah,
because I dated people that I'm like was too good for, but I was like, well, they like me, and I guess when you get abandoned by your like main guardian parent, like that fucks up your self worth in a way that takes like years of work. But it's like I think there were a few people I've dated there, and not I think I know that I was like, you know, this is probably as good as it's gonna get for me. So,
mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, oh my God, I can I can have someone who like makes me feel this way. Is a wild but scary feeling of like, oh no, now I have a thing that actually would hurt if it went away.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of being like, I'll cry for 2 weeks because it's upsetting, and then I'll be like, all right, well, fuck you. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I totally relate to that. I almost canceled my first date with Dave because I thought he was too good for me. I was like, this guy's not going to be into me.
I don't even know what I've done, but I did something that was like kind of awkward, and he said something and I panicked so much that I almost left. I was like, I have to go. And he's like, yeah. you can't just like leave when you feel uncomfortable. Like,
and actually, and I was like, you can.
Actually, you know what?
I won't right now.
Yeah.
But you can.
But like I could, but it's just this like, oh God.
What did you do? What was the thing? Do you remember?
I don't even remember. It was something. It was like literally such a nothing thing. And my reaction was like, for sure had nothing to do with
the biggest reaction. Yeah.
It was just like trauma bells.
Totally. Just the little Jessica Michelle who lives inside of you being like,
oh, you're not going to like me anymore because you noticed one thing that was silly and you pointed out. And also whatever it was, he pointed out like being like, that's funny. We're joking about it. We're comfortable with each other. And I was like, oh God, I'm disgusting. I have to leave forever. Don't look me in the eyes. And being like, what am I doing? And like noticing those trauma responses, but also having someone who goes like, hey, like it's okay. And having someone going, you seem like you're like frustrated. Is everything okay? Instead of just being like, hey, relax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What a difference.
So your dog was so cute the entire thing. I had to take photos, but I was going to be sick. She was like taking it all
when
in.
She knows she's emotionally supportive.
I know.
Because I'm frazzled. Anyway, well, I said too much.
No.
That starts to like go away. Like this is like obvious. But I'm way more secure in my relationship now than I was at the beginning. Just because over time, and because Dave has said so many things that like my heart has been waiting to hear that I like never thought someone would
say
you That's know?
Reassuring.
And he's mm-hmm. not even a huge like words of affirmation guy. It's just like, real, you know, like when he's like, well, I want you to be healthy. I don't care if you gain some weight. Like, I'm like, oh, it fills me up. You know, or when he's like, I want you to be comfortable. Like, I don't want you to, he's like, I don't want you to sit there and like hold it in and like have gas. He's like, I want you to feel comfortable.
So far.
And I'm like, that's so gross, but
yeah,
it's so nice to know that I can be my whole self.
Yeah.
With
yeah
this
and
person.
The more you're around anyone, the
and
more.
And that
you're
he wants
get.
Me to be my whole self because he wants me to feel good and be happy because he loves me and cares about my feelings.
Yeah. And like be comfortable. And that comes with time. And I also think, there is something to be said about when you get enough past the initial like, where's this going, to be like, it is where it's going to keep going, but it is where it's going.
Yeah.
Where you can sort of have like a, okay, I have gotten enough feedback to know that, like, this person is, like, here and right. wants to be here and isn't going to be, like, on a whim, you know, ghosting, fucking off, whatever. Right. But then, you know, are you ever really safe?
No, no.
You're... You know?
No, you're not.
No.
No. Every day is so scary.
But even if it felt like you were, you wouldn't be.
No.
Yeah. But it's just getting to the... I don't know.
And I mean, why be afraid of abandonment when we could be afraid of the big one, the big earthquake that's going to hit probably within our lifetimes? Could happen today. I mean, there's so many other things.
Let's not think about that.
Think about the big one.
Sleeping at my house naked tonight, all fucking paranoid.
Man, I've had enough little earthquakes in the night that, like, I still do have occasionally sleep naked. And then I'm like, oh, why?
And I don't have a kit. I got
found
nothing
in
ready.
The rubble.
Oh, I have two kits. I got water. I got a little knifey. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
Knifey? I got nothing. I ate mine high like months ago.
Strategically hidden around my apartment because if I get trapped in any of the sections of it, I want to have access to a knife.
Huh.
To cut your way
out. I got
way
drinking out. Waters in different areas. I got
oh,
a.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, I'm really afraid.
I didn't know that there was a kit.
Yeah, there's an earthquake survival kit. I got one in the apartment. I got one in my car. Mm-hmm. You know, often what people die of actually in earthquakes is dehydration because their plumbing stops working and they're trapped by like a like they can't leave their apartment because and their plumbing doesn't work and they don't have any water. So just like keep some water for enough.
Get some water.
Enough to survive for like
so
a couple
much
days.
Water
yeah.
All over my house now.
Just enough to survive until help gets there.
Help.
Yeah, okay.
Wow. I'm not going to sleep well at all.
No, 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 no.
I mean,
no,
all you got to do is just have some water around. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I'd also, like, all that stuff, I'm always like, is this really what I need or is this like a duck and cover thing?
Well, and that's when it's important to just redirect to the present moment. Right now, we're fine.
Yeah. We're good. I forgot to mention that I got really good. This is a side note. Lighten it up a bit here.
Please, come on.
I got some really good Botox in Utah.
You went to a different Botox person?
I went to a different Botox person, and guess what? I honestly might want to date this man in Utah just so I can go back and get more Botox.
Where'd you get it?
A place in
Salt Lake. No, don't care about that. Where in your face?
Oh, it was the same place I always get it. In my 11s and my sides here. And I'm bringing it up because someone commented on one of my fucking photos recently and it was annoying. They're like, congrats on the new Botox. And it's like, and I literally commented back going, I'm not sure you're trying to out me for like getting Botox, but yeah, I openly talk about getting Botox. I have for like 2 years
now. That's also like so bizarre because
you don't have a single line.
Nothing.
I wouldn't have thought anything to, like, when you said this.
No, you don't even notice I had it. The girl who did it used to work at the Ice House.
What?
No, it was hilarious. She like knows this comedian. She was super nice and it was motherfucking $250 cheaper in Utah. To get the exact same fucking amount that I get in LA. Fuck this place in LA. I'm going back to fucking Utah. I swear to God.
I want to cancel my appointment in LA.
It cost me $300. And usually it costs me $550, $570 in LA. And I get Dysport. I didn't get Botox. Dysport, it's the same similar shit.
Somebody else was telling you about
that. Yeah, it sets in faster and it lasts longer. So I don't know why I was getting Dysport. But I'm like, hello. And then we're like joking around. I was like, I don't want to look like a stiff face. She was like super fucking cool. And I'm like, it was the best.
Whoa.
Yeah. Maybe I'm moving to Salt Lake City.
How far is Salt Lake City from Denver? On our road trip that we've already gone on by the time we heard this.
Don't move to Salt Lake City.
I'm not moving.
Can't move to Salt Lake City.
Crazy. I'm not moving.
We can move to LA.
Let's just pretend
move the person from the lamer place to the cooler place.
Let's just hope my acting career might take off.
So you can just take weekend trips to Salt Lake.
I could be the burrito woman in every fucking,
you know.
What's down there?
You gotta stop eating the prop food.
That was a penis.
God, stop eating. Oh, the prop. Okay, penis. I thought you meant like putting something in
your puss. No, I was like a penis and then the injections, but also... I saw your tweet about eating the prop food, and I just couldn't stop imagining you eating, like, not real food. It's like, that wasn't a real burrito.
Wouldn't you be embarrassed if they were like, oh, we put Elmer's glue in that burrito so it would look like sour cream, even though it sat there for 8 hours?
I would
and you
be
just
embarrassed.
Ate that whole fucking
but
thing.
I asked the guy, I go, is it edible? He goes, yeah, I got them this morning. I was like, okay. Oh, okay.
Well, I guess if you ask.
Oh, I'm not going to be crazy. I'm also like, no one said don't eat. No one ever says don't eat it.
Well, and for what it's worth, Elmer's glue is non-toxic.
For what it's worth, look, my character is gross. Like, did I drink 6 Diet Cokes out of the Big Gulp? Yeah. Yeah. Oh. They should be very upset with me.
Dude,
very upset.
Big Gulp full of Diet
Over a Diet Coke? She wouldn't give a shit. She'd be like, bring one for me.
A lot of Diet Cokes. And then I also, I tried to make myself puke. I was so sick.
Oh.
Bad.
Well, Your butt made you puke.
My butt's puking.
Yeah.
Butt's this puking is the last, we were the final episode. What are we at right now? I feel like this episode's 5 hours long.
Oh, he called 45 like a long time ago.
Oh, okay. I didn't see we're it. Way too long. I'm like, we are long
well,
as
I
hell.
Hope your butt stops puking. I hope
having,
your butt
I was having
puking.
A good time, so I didn't tell you guys.
I was like,
I
Jesus
knew.
Christ, this is so long
letting
right now.
Letting me give a monologue
yeah,
about
no, I
damn
knew.
It.
We could have been done before we got to any of the serious stuff, but I was just having such a nice time.
Fuck. Okay.
I didn't want it to end.
I have things to do.
Yeah, follow us on, yeah, I have to go wash my ass before I come back here and do a set here tonight.
At Slobs Pod on Instagram. Check out the link in that bio. We've got merchandise, mm-hmm. so you can be
merch,
part
baby.
Of the Slob Mob.
All right.
Sorry.
Subscribe and like everything and bye.
Leave a review. Bye.
Bye.
Follow the podcast at Slobs Pod. Follow me at Lara Bites.
Follow me at Steph Tola.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.